Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Welcome to our show. I'm Deborah Howell, in for Melanie Cole, and today our topic will be chronic kidney disease and the benefits of home hemodialysis. Our guest is Elias Arcianega, and he's been using home hemodialysis for a while now and is here to tell us about his experience with the treatment. Welcome, Elias.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Really, really great. Now, how long have you had chronic kidney disease, or CKD? Were you battling diabetes and then it developed into CKD?
As a matter of fact, no. At the age of 20 years old, I was getting a lot of fluid retention, you know, when I was at work. So I thought that was because, you know, I was standing all day. Went to see the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor told me the same thing. He said, Dean, the only way we can find out what's wrong with you is just do a 24-hour urine test, and then we'll take it from there. Did some blood work. Ended up finding out that I was peeing a lot of protein. And that caused a lot of kidney scarring. And I'm not diabetic, but at the age of 21, I had so much fluid on board because of the protein spill that mm-hmm. they asked me if I wanted to go on dialysis to, you know, help take some of the fluid off. And so we started dialysis, taking about, you know, at times 5 to 6 kilos just to take me down to a proper dry weight. So that itself can be very stressful to the heart.
Sure.
But I was on it for a good 3 years, in center, and got called for a transplant. That lasted 6 years. And about 2006, the kidney pretty much ran its course. And so I had to go in center again here in Gilroy, California. And for another 3 years, I was in center, and I was approached by one of this young man named Jug, part of the research team, and asked me, he told me that, hey, man, we need to get you home. And as being a full-time dad, you know, and a provider, and the only provider, I couldn't take the classes, which would take about 5 to 6 weeks.
Right.
So I told him, hey, if you can make this work in the evenings, then sure, I would like to do this at home. So opportunity came up where they got a nurse that I was available to the training, and so we did the training, which for me lasted 3 weeks, and we did that, you know, brought my wife on board, she helped me,
mm-hmm.
And here we are now doing home hemo at the house, and I can't express that it's one of the best thing that's happened to me next to kidney transplant.
So happy for you and your journey. Tell us some of the benefits to having dialysis right in your home instead of at the clinic.
Well, you know, being in center, traveling there itself, it's good 3.5 hours, you know, you get there, and then another half an hour to an hour, you know, you get off. So there goes 4 hours of your day.
Yeah.
And you feel so wiped out when you're done. It's, you know, it's very tiresome. But some of the advantages and that I think that are working amazing for me is the fact that it's less stressful on your heart since you do it every day. I do it 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't let the toxins accumulate in your system as you do when you miss a day in center.
Your
kidneys work every day. So why shouldn't you do treatment every day? So my labs are excellent. I can pretty much drink and eat whatever I want. Traveling, we travel everywhere. Yes, that is one of the benefits of home hemo also. You have the liberty to pick up and go and not worry about calling in center and then them cutting your time because you're late. And
that is
the quality,
awesome.
Quality of life is just amazing.
Yeah, and I'm sure your work life has also improved.
Oh, yes, yes. As a matter of fact, I have so much energy. I mean, when we first started this, I mean, you know, we were a family of six. I mean, life is so good that, you know, we just had a baby a couple of years ago, not expecting anything, but So that pretty much tells you how good I feel.
That's wonderful. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Freedom Tour. Very exciting.
Yes, yes. The Freedom Tour is a tour to help the patients in different clinics in the Bay Area to inform them on that there is a better way of life, quality for your life. I mean, there's so many options out there, and then a lot of people don't know about this, that there is a better way for you to take care of yourself, to feel better. I mean, to have more time with your family, the flexibility. We're hitting 5 clinics this week, and we're here at the last one here in Kilroy. But it's been a great outcome. So many people have been informed, and they're just signing up. And, I mean, they want out of there. They want out of clinic. They want to be home. I mean,
sure.
Can't blame them.
That's why you call it the Freedom Tour.
Exactly. The Freedom Tour says it all.
And right. You have your family with you along for this.
Yes. Yes, I do. I've had my family with me. I have a few of my kids. Wednesday, we had the whole family here. I mean, we have, all 5 of my kids here. They have the RV watching TV. They're next to me. I have my girls help me with the machine. I pretty much show them how the machine works. So if anything, I figure I'm showing them, giving them a jump start in the future for maybe in the medical field.
Oh, that's awesome. So everybody's mm-hmm. learning, everybody's benefiting. Are there any downsides to home hemo?
Are there any what, excuse me?
Is there a downside at all to home hemo, in your opinion?
You know, the only downside for me is sometimes when I'm out having so much fun that I have to come back home and connect myself. That's the only downfall I can see.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than that, I mean, everything is amazing.
I understand only about 10% of people who have this problem, with chronic kidney disease, take advantage of home hemo. Why do you think that is?
You know, I think the reason is because a part of being home hemo is that you have to learn how to stick yourself. And that is a big, I think a lot of people are scared of that big jump to stick yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, but once you overcome that, I mean, you use sharp needles in the beginning, but then you create this thing called a buttonhole, which you use. It's almost like an ear piercing,
mm-hmm.
where you keep using the same site every time, the same hole, same position. So you do that with sharps for about a good week and a half, and then you start using dull needles. So once I tell them about the dull needles, people, I see like a smile on their face because they're so afraid of sharp needles. But I think that's one of the big reasons why people can't do it at home, because they can't overcome the fear of sticking themselves.
Once that is overcome, is the rest of it fairly comfortable? I mean, I understand you're able to move around and do some things while you're on hemo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can pretty much do anything on the machine. Like, at home, I have my kids next to me. They're doing their homework. I'm watching TV. I'm snacking. I'm doing things with my family that I couldn't do before, and the liberty of it is amazing. And let me express that as a provider for my family, confidence level, self-esteem is very important to me. And I mean, and I'm just on top of the world right now with the way I feel. And I couldn't do that if I wasn't doing this at home.
That is just exceptional. Thank you so much, Elias, for sharing your experience with us and with everybody on the Freedom Tour. We wish you the best of luck during the rest of the tour.
Well, thank you so much, and it was a pleasure being here. And let me just say one more thing, that if there's anybody listening that's on dialysis, I mean, it would be very, you can ask anybody in the clinic as far as home hemo, and I'm pretty sure that you will get informed, but it's amazing. It's an amazing experience. I really hope that everybody can try it and come home.
That's right. At least check it out. Thank you so much, Elias.
There you go. You're very welcome.
For more information, you can go to www.satellitehealth.com. And to listen to a podcast of this show, please visit radiomd.com. I'm Deborah Howell for Melanie Cole. You've been listening to Melanie Cole's Health Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.